Hey, everybody.
It's the Spy versus Spy podcast for, Thursday something, September 13th, I don't know. Who's counting, anyway? Who's counting for episode 162? Out of a limited series.
Yep.
Four-part limited series, and we're into part 162.
Wow.
It's Spy like versus Spy podcast, where...
Across time caper.
Where, just like a game of Scrabble, IQ doesn't count.
Yeah, no shit. Did you ever read Across Time Caper?
No.
It was a story in the Excalibur book. And it just kept going. Like it was supposed to be this little thing, and then it just kept spilling over month after month.
Because it was cross time.
Yeah.
Shit, time not knows no bounds of issue run numbers.
That Excalibur was a good comic.
What era of Excalibur was it?
It was like 20 to 40.
Who was in it? Captain Breton?
Oh, yeah, sure. Captain Britain and...
Megan?
Yeah, it was the old, the classic Excalibur.
Was that the classic? I collected Excalibur for a while, but... I don't know, I was never into it. Actually, I think my brother kept buying it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think he was into it more. He liked Excalibur and X-Factor. I think maybe he was just buying them because they were other X-books at the time.
Right. You were collecting X-Men?
Yeah, we both collected X-Men. And when all the big sort of crossovers would happen, we would... Maybe that's why we started collecting that crap, is because the crossovers went into those titles, and they weren't really any good, but you kind of sort of needed to get them. So, maybe that's where it happened. But yeah, it was X-Factor in the sort of early 90s. Not so good.
No.
With the strong guy?
Yeah. I guess, the stuff, it was okay.
Not really.
When they were doing stuff other than, like, superhero stuff, that's when it was good.
That's what you want in a superhero comic.
That's what I want in a superhero comic. I don't give a shit if they ever do anything super. My favorite Avengers are the ones where they're, like, arguing at the fucking Avengers house.
Yeah, you like
that's
that
That's the
stuff.
Best. Oh, man. Or, like, when they show, like, the fucking X-Men playing baseball or shit like that. Oh, I love that. I fucking eat that shit up.
Yeah, I guess I used to like that, but it's so, like...
You don't
man,
like
if you were the X-Men
anymore,
and they're like, hey, we're going to play a game, and but you can use your powers.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm, like, Jubilee or someone, I'm like... Fuck you guys. Just go to hell.
Go to blind hell.
Blind?
Yeah, she'd blind all their asses.
I like...
my colored sputum.
I did appreciate...
Captain Britain, Megan, Phoenix, Shadowcat, Nightcrawler.
Mm-hmm. Kind of weak, if you ask me.
As a team?
Yeah.
Well, but as a hijinks crew, they're perfectly
right.
suited. I mean, all like, right. as... If you look at them like the fucking Scooby-Doo gang...
Mm-hmm.
Megan obviously being Scooby-Doo. Totally fucking... And Nightcrawler's totally Shaggy. Fucking Captain Britain's totally Fred.
Yes.
Let me see. I'd like to cast Shadowcat as Velma, personally.
Wait, was Wolfsbane in that, too?
No, I don't think so.
Who was she? Where did she come from? Was she X-Factor?
She's New Mutants.
Yeah, but later, after that ended... She wasn't...
I don't know.
I don't know what the deal with that is.
Oh, notable former members. Wolfsbane. There you go.
See, because she's Scottish, and there's no sense in having her in the American team when you have a European one.
Yep, true.
No one would be able to understand her over here.
I did like how they did that in the comic. How they would, the Scottish accents, they always laid real heavy on the...
so stupid. Phonetic. Oh my god. Did you notice how... like Banshee and Moira McTaggart and Wolfsbane there, they would have their accents written out.
That's what I'm saying.
Most of the time. Yeah. But I don't think you ever saw that for any of like the Asian characters, because that would be racist.
Yeah, exactly. Nope. Scottish is white.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. fair game.
But then again, what Asian characters? Sunfire?
Yeah.
Who basically just disappeared. Who else was there?
Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi Latte.
Iron Fist's dad? I don't know.
Was...
You want me to look up fictional Asians?
Lady Deathstrike?
Yeah, I
Psylocke,
suppose,
sort of.
Oh, yeah, Wolverine's old girlfriend.
That's Psylocke shit. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, that shit is whack.
Oh, God. No.
Psylocke entirely whack.
Old original Psylocke in the pink hoodie.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad. She was Captain Britain's sister?
Yeah, she was.
And then she got genetically changed into an Asian lady?
Yeah.
And also a skank?
I think, I don't even think they showed her genetically changing. I think just once Jim Lee started drawing it, it was like, well, by the way, here's a no prize for you.
Nah. Yeah.
Yeah, my brother loved that Excalibur book, though. His Nightcrawler was always his favorite character in that when he was reading Excalibur.
Nightcrawler is pretty sweet. Iron Man. I do have to say he is pretty sweet.
Yeah, definitely. I liked all the shoehorned in German, too, and the German was always in bold, so you knew. Don't accidentally read this. Yeah.
Yeah. Mein Freund.
Oh, totally. And that, what's that, Ungeblicht? You say that shit all the time.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. And the same way that Colossus would throw in the odd Russian word, but which was way too long, and you could have said, hey, you, or whatever, you know?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, they were in a little international force, weren't they?
Yeah, and they had a Canadian.
Yep. And
I mean North Star, by the way.
Oh,
wait,
right.
North Star? Is it North Star?
North Star's Canadian, yeah.
But was that the one that they shoehorned into X-Men a couple years back?
What do you mean? Well, he's been around for a long ass time.
Well, no, I know, but he was never an X-Man. He was always an Alpha Flight, right?
Yeah, but no, he did.
They put him into X-Men, and then they killed him and made him gay. Not necessarily in that order.
Right. Yes, that is what happened.
But it's cool, though, because...
there's some X-book around there. I don't remember which one it's called. Exiles? Exoblerps?
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, everyone's gay.
Is it currently. A What If?
No, it's like a current series, and like all the characters are gay.
Rainbow X?
Yeah, totally. But I don't know which...
Ecstasy? Could they call it Ecstasy or something?
Fuck, what is it called? It's something weird. I had to read it. I was obliged to read it when I was reading The Civil War. So
you know what I think?
It's one of those books.
You know what I think?
What?
I think that probably about 80% of superheroes are actually gay.
I'd agree with that.
And they just don't make a big deal out of it. It's not, like, who cares, you know?
Yeah.
So what? And that's awesome. That's what I love about superheroes.
You like it when they're gay. You don't like it when they fight. You don't like it when they play baseball. You just like it when they...
Well, I like knowing that they're gay, even if they're not talking about it, you know?
That's fair.
Yeah, they just do their thing, you know? I like how most superheroes don't... Like, when they do those real-world things, real-life things that they're sort of doing more lately, like, that's kind of cool and funny and stuff. But for the longest time, superheroes didn't care about anything else other than... stopping crime or...
Oh, yeah, totally. Whatever they're...
Or who's tougher or stuff like that.
Yep.
It's so funny.
Well, they had a lot of catching up to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know what's really good? Is Spider-Man Loves Mary Jane. Did I mention that already?
No, you like that, huh? This is the comics roundup of the Spy vs. Spy podcast, by the way.
I guess so.
Oh, whatever. You know what Tom McHenry told me?
What?
When we read out the entire list of Wildcats, no, Youngblood, no,
yeah.
Action Force, but whatever. The
I believe
it was.
We did Youngblood.
Youngblood, yeah. When he really enjoyed when we just read out the list of those characters.
You think we should take the show in more of a like a reference book format? Like
that's right. If you need to learn about Wildcats today, tune in and listen, and we'll read out all the characters.
Yep, it should just be all lists, no.
Well, it's
no opinions.
Okay, because sometimes if you're working or going and doing errands and things like that, you can't just sit around and read Wikipedia while you're out doing stuff. So that's where we come in. We sit here and we read you interesting information.
Did you know there are audio articles on Wikipedia?
No, I didn't know that.
There's not a lot of them.
Who reads it?
Just schmoes. The same people that do
it. Can we edit it? Like,
you can redo it.
In a Wikipedia fashion? Can we just remix it?
Well, we could. There are a lot of... Boy, yeah. One of them I read was, like, the history of Prussia or some shit.
Uh-huh.
And it was read...
P-Russia?
By, like, the... I mean, you know how I feel about humanity.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone can make their own choices in life, and some people are also born that way, and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy was the faggiest fag who ever held a microphone. And for 40 minutes, I listened to him detail the history of... I want to say Prussia, but I know it's not. But it was... I didn't retain any of it. I was just too, you know...
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty hot.
Awesome.
But yeah, there's a few articles there.
Wikipedia is all like open source up for grabs, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means I can use that as a sample in a song and make money off it?
I would say yes.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
Do it.
Do
it.
It's been a while.
Yeah, go for it.
Yes, so people reading you stuff in your ears while you work on other stuff is the best way to learn, I think.
Yes.
I don't know. I like it. I like listening to people talk about stuff that they know and care about rather than listening to an audiobook that, you know, them reading what they wrote about the subject.
Yeah.
Audiobooks are hard to listen to.
Yeah, you got to focus quite a bit.
And just because... I don't know. Yeah, it's all the written word is kind of like not meant to be, written style is not meant to be spoken. It seems like, unless it's a play or something, you know?
I think I completely agree with that.
Yeah. That's why I don't like to read.
Because
I read out loud and it sounds stupid.
I write down all my lines for the podcast. That's my problem.
But you're a really good actor, is the thing. Well, that's the thing that sucks about audiobooks, is that a lot of the time it's the author reading it, and authors aren't actors or known for having voices or, you know. But you right. want to have the actual guy read it, because it's his deal, and, I, you know, it's kind of, that's the best case scenario, you'd think. But, I don't know, sometimes those guys don't sound so good reading it.
Agree.
So I think there should just be Cole's Notes style, abridged, the author just explaining his stuff, like not reading the book, but just sort of condensing it and explaining it to me in common language.
Like the director's commentary?
Kind of like that.
Of a book?
Well, director's commentary is when they devolve into just saying, oh, I like this, and then describing what's happening.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
Basically, that's what I want for everything. But I don't know.
Oh, boy, you should listen to the friggin' director's commentary on The Incredibles sometime.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's just a list of animators.
Really?
Like the whole time, yeah.
It's just the credits, they're reading the credits.
Yeah, pretty much. No, they say who was the lead on each sequence, and like they did a really great
job.
Who
cares about any of that?
Oh, they did a really good job.
People. That's not interesting to people who bought the DVD.
There's multiple audio commentaries.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
One of them is from the animators. One of them is the animators. And it's not like they're like, I did this. It's more like, God, the producers are dicks. Man, fuck this.
Really?
I'm not doing no commentary.
We wanted to give them blue outfits and make them into the Fantastic Four.
It's just them watching a hockey game.
No! Oh, are you fucking kidding me? Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking...
I woke up with a sore jaw two days ago.
Really?
And it's still fucking sore. It's still bothering me. It's like...
Were you eating a giant cheeseburger in your sleep?
Oh, yeah. And then somehow my pillow disappeared.
Narf, narf, narf.
And then I had a dream that I peed my pants.
Really?
Or did I?
Oh, yeah. I remember that dream. I had that dream one time.
I had that dream quite a bit, actually.
Hmm.
I've not ever, since I was a little kid, as, you know, as a grown person, I've not yet peed my bed, ever. But I do often have that anxiety dream where I pee my bed.
Hmm.
And I wake up and it's not true.
I had a weird dream when I was supposed to go to my mom's birthday dinner. Did I tell you that?
And then it came true.
Well, yeah, but I was... Yeah, it did kind of. See, like, I was laying on the couch, and I was dreaming that I was there at the birthday dinner. Like, So, like, I got there late because I overslept on the nap couch because I was dreaming I was there. So, like, I didn't have... If I was dreaming about anything else, I'm sure my mind would have been like, hey, you got to go to...
That's right, because your brain is like, oh, well, I'm accomplishing that thing I had to remember.
Yep. So, and, it's just like... This little...
check it off the list, and, yeah.
But my my present for my mom that I did end up giving her was the big sepia tone printout on the canvas stretched on a frame thing,
mm-hmm.
of my kids on the stairs wearing a crown and a tiara and whatnot. But
mm-hmm.
in my dream, it did not turn out as nice, because in my dream I saw this stretched on the canvas before we left, and I'm doing it. And I'm like, man, this doesn't look at all like I remember. And instead of being a sepia tone print of my kids, it was a bad silkscreen of George Jetson. Like, a really shitty silkscreen. Like, you know when you got too much ink and it squirts out the side, you're not holding the screen down low enough, and it's just like, right? And it wasn't on canvas, it was on a fucking Yogi Bear sheet, and the sheet was oriented upside down from the fucking George Jetson. I'm sure there's a connection to the kids somehow. Like, I know it all, you know, it's all connected, man. But, boy, that looked like shit in my dream, but then now I really want it, you know? Like, I could probably make that. So...
You should make that, dude.
Yeah, that
should be
bad.
The wallpaper on our website.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
We should sell t-shirts of that, dude. Seriously.
I'll make it happen.
Seriously. An upside-down Yogi Bear with George Jetson on top of it. Line up their eyeballs, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they just have mounds on their forehead? Oh, that's good stuff. You're a freaking weirdo.
I guess. Even when I'm not trying. Even when I'm just trying to fucking chillax.
Yeah. Yeah. But my sore jaw is impeding my sandwich eating.
Really?
I bought this sort of big sort of baguette sandwich, crusty baguette, like Edam and ham. I don't know, but it was in a big crusty baguette, and it was like painful to eat, and I'm like, this is no good. And I don't know what the deal is, because I don't have that. I don't ever have jaw problems anymore because I wear a, like, retainer when I go to bed, like a nighttime retainer thing, just so I don't like grind my teeth and shit like that. And but I've been wearing it, like I always wear it, and still got a sore jaw. So I think I've been secretly, as you say, like maybe dreaming about eating something, or maybe I've been punched in the face in sleepwalk or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's weird.
Hmm.
I don't like waking up with injuries.
Do you have dreams you're a snake?
Yeah, and I woke up and I had like 6 eggs down my throat.
Somnambia dislocation, something.
Mm.
Sonoma.
Sonoma.
Oh, it was the friggin' ninja clan that did it.
Yeah, maybe.
Cause,
Foot Clan.
Well, okay. After emerging from the Siege
the
Perilous,
clan.
Psylocke was found by the Hand, the ninja clan.
No, the Foot.
No, it was the Hand this time.
Yeah.
And their leader, Matsuo Tsurayaba, contacted Spiral in order to save the life of his brain-damaged lover, Quanon. Yep. And then somehow they mashed Psylocke into an Asian mold.
Jeez, why bother?
I don't know. It was pretty convoluted, isn't it?
Wouldn't it have been a way better story if they mashed her into some fat guy?
Yeah.
That would be way more interesting.
Yes. But I do not believe Jim Lee can draw a fat guy.
Yeah. He's drawn the Batman now, isn't he?
I don't know if he's drawn it right now, but his Batmans were pretty good. There was the one written by... Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Oh,
no, is he drawing on the Grant Morrison Batman? No, that's somebody else.
He did the thing.
Or he's doing the Batman and Robin one or something. I don't know if I can read that.
I don't know what he's doing now, but I did All-Star Batman and Robin? Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yep. Grant Morrison's writing Wildcats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but Grant Morrison's also writing a Batman right now.
Yeah.
Which I'm not reading.
I read the Batman that he drew with Jeff Loeb, that one. The Hush Batman.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Okay.
I checked it out. I checked out part two like a million times.
Mm-hmm.
Like in part one. Like, 'cause I got them at the library, and DC won't release 12 issues in one book.
No,
they split it up into 2 volumes. It's so stupid. And they don't make, like, a big deal out of it being Volume 2. They're really, really subtle about it.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, sweetheart?
You get Kitty on.
I get Kitty on what?
Kitty.
Pride?
Kitty. What are you saying?
Kitty.
She wants us to talk about Kitty. Law and Order as the Joe of the Day?
Kitty. Yeah, I think we should do that. She wants me to get something. Sounds like K-I.
K-Y.
I don't know.
To put that Chuckles figure into your urethra.
Yeah.
You need to lube that fucker
still
up.
Still taking bids. Still taking bids. What do you want me to get, sweetheart?
Cake.
Key
line?
Key.
Kitty lion. You saying kitty lion? Yeah, you are saying kitty lion. Where is kitty lion? In your room or in Bo's room?
Bo.
Where is it?
My downstairs.
Well, tell Bo to get it. He'll get it.
Didn't Kitty Lion do the theme to the Transformers movie?
Yeah.
Transformers.
Go ask Bo. Bo will know where Kitty Lion is. He loves that Kitty Lion. She calls Spencer Bo, by the way.
Hmm.
So then,
because she can't see bro.
Yeah.
she'll learn, and eventually, when she turns, I don't know, 6 or something, she'll just start calling him Brosif.
Brosif. Yeah, Law and Order. Law and friggin' Order.
They are sort of the... Oh, we actually mentioned them yesterday when we were talking about Chuckles, how they were the military police. That kind of seemed like maybe they shouldn't have been G.I. Joe. I don't know, because remember in G.I. Joe comics and even in the cartoons, the military police were just sort of average Joes and just plain greens with the helmets, and they weren't characters, you know? They were
right.
Just, hey, there's some MPs, you know? And so they decided to make a military police guy with a dog, and somehow he's going to be more important and be part of the Joe squad.
Now, what makes him special?
Don't know.
Drug sniffing dog?
That he wears blue and orange and a white helmet and looks like a construction worker or something?
Maybe it's, maybe it is a drug sniffing dog, though. You know?
Oh, because in the late 80s and 90s, G.I. Joe became a very anti-drug squad. And it's like Cobra were terrorists, but they weren't, like, they didn't waste their time on drugs.
No, I meant internal.
Sniffing the internals of people?
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, like, let me see. A shipwreck. You know? You know, yeah. You know that guy's got some weed. Chuckles, clearly on coke. He's got the fucking coke shirt.
Yep.
But,
bags under his eyes.
Yeah, I think maybe it's that's why they got the long order in there.
Yeah, jeez. Oh, he came with a black leash for his dog, which is, I mean, why do you need a leash? When you have a dog who is trained to attack people and stuff, why do you even care? Don't put it on a leash.
But
because
the
if you can,
know.
If you're a part of G.I. Joe and you have an animal, that means you have an animal, like, you know, Snake Eyes didn't need a leash for his wolf. And fucking
right.
Shipwreck's bird could do whatever the hell it wanted.
Yeah.
Why would you bring an animal into the G.I. Joe team and not let it... Because it clearly it has to be almost of human intelligence if it's going to join G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
You know? Because everyone has their animals so well trained, they can do it, you know, they do as they please. So, I don't know, I think maybe they jumped the gun letting Law and Order into the G.I. Joe squad. The dog doesn't seem G.I. Joe material. Animal division.
Hmm. Well, I guess so. But then what is he, you know? I mean, like, without that, without
he's
the dog.
Just, he's just Law. I wouldn't name my dog Order. It's kind of a clumsy word.
Yeah. Boy, that Law has had some discrepancies in his visual appearance over the years.
He was sculpted to be Kirk Bozigian? Bozigian? Bazagian, a Hasbro executive who was one of the driving forces behind G.I. Joe's return in 1982 as a real American hero.
Yep.
Wow, they sculpted him to... Actually, yeah, I was reading that there are a few characters who were either named after or sculpted after actual dudes in the company, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think that guy was really stoked about it and, like, bought up a whole case of those figures? Or was given, I guess?
He's got a bunch of the heads in his urethra.
Benoit Law and Order string.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, let's look at...
Well, I agree. It's crying shame. Version 3, 1993. Clearly.
Whoa, look at the version 4 head.
Yep, version 4 head. But what's weird is on the guy's file card, and when he first came out, okay, military police, but he's also ranked as an airborne dude, so okay, he can do all of that parachuting shit.
Well, then why bother? Like,
so then why does version 3 in a fucking scuba suit? They weren't paying attention to fucking shit when they... Man, I hate G.I. Joe now. You know what?
They dropped the ball.
They totally let me down. Version 3 figure of law.
What the fuck is he supposed to be? Drug elimination force. See, this is what I'm saying. They went anti-drug in the 90s, like it was a big deal, and then they all had to dress up like fucking characters from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's really important that we have these neon green guns.
Yeah, what's the shit with that?
Like, black plastic was too expensive?
Well, I know they made, you know, the big full-size toy guns. That's when they wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't have shit in the right colors anymore.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Like, when I was a kid, I had, like, a fucking, like, this, like, dark green, realistic-looking
M16. Oh, I see what you're saying. They had to make them, like, neon yellow so that
they started putting the red tips in there. Yeah, so the cops wouldn't shoot kids.
You're right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's fair, and,
But I think when they're that small, you don't have to do that.
No, not at all.
They don't look like fucking neon orange when they're
they already don't even look like real guns, you know? Yeah. They look so, I don't know. It's like someone confusing a Star Wars blaster, you know, which we had the double D powered double D. That's not what I meant. Two D batteries powered Han Solo blaster.
That one was so fucking good.
Empire Strikes Back. It sounded like Cobra Commander yelling at you when you shot.
Yeah, I don't actually know what it sounded like because they had a pool. And yeah,
who did
My grandparents had a pool, so my uncle... Oh, you had fucking... Hey, I got the Han Solo blaster. Oh, it's a pool toy. Oh, it's fucking ruined.
Yeah, it's true.
He drove fucking Kit into the pool.
What do you mean, drove?
Talking Kit. Like, what? The big talking Kit with the little fucking David Hasselhoff figure. You push the license plate and it talks. Drove the fucker into the pool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just no respect.
That's the same 70-year-old uncle who used to chew on all of his figures and blame the dog.
Mm-hmm. And they made a movie of his life and called it Problem Child.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, Problem Child 2.
Wait, which was that Problem Child? Was that the one with that little fucking shit and John Ritter?
Yes.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, I know.
That's where movies went wrong.
One of the few things I remember about that movie.
The third version of Law ruined G.I. Joe for me. That movie ruined fucking
But dude,
movies.
Check out version 2's gear. They really fucking stepped it up. They're
Is that the one with the sound effects backpack and all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, they're like, this guy doesn't need a dog anymore.
Let's
what
just
he needs...
give him a giant fucking backpack that would crush his spine.
That's right, but they gave him a huge machine gun and a tripod. That's pretty good.
To make up for it. Like, well, he's got all this weight on his back. Let's give him a little
yeah,
assistance.
Here, carry this to counterbalance so you don't fall over. be sure never to drop one or the other. Fuck, what was I going to say? Oh, no. One of the things I remember about Problem Child, I don't remember much about it. I remember, like, watching it and hating it because, I don't know. I was... It's not as though I was some no-fun kid or anything like that, but I was just like, that kid's a jerk. I don't like that, you know? But you were supposed to say, like,
yeah there's
the
no redeeming... Right.
No, but you're like, I don't like him. He's just mean and...
Yeah,
that's why
just
he
an ass face.
Hold
on. Someone's asking me something. We got a caller here.
What are you saying?
I can't bob by the belt.
Can't bob the belt?
The belt?
I can't do it. Bob by the belt on
the boot.
Can't bring Bob the Builder down here? Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want to watch some Bob of the Build? Okay.
Is it about your dad?
What?
Huh?
What?
Nothing.
Oh. Yes, go on.
There was a scene where I think that Sean Ritter puts a bunch of clowns in his room or something like that. He gives him a clown-themed room, and it's all like, you know, they're all weird and stuff and rolling around and, you know, robotic clown kind of stuff. And the kid says, oh my God, they're retarded. Or something like that. And in the TV edit, they couldn't say retarded. So he comes in and goes, oh my God, they're wacky.
Huh.
And I'm thinking, that doesn't, you don't get the sense that he doesn't like it. He thinks that that they're weird, you know? Like, wow, they're wacky. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean bad.
Retarded means bad? Brian, you're going to get us in some trouble, man. You're going to have to answer to some people.
Yep. It's true, man. No, but, like, we don't call retarded people retarded anymore.
Call them wacky?
Well, that's right.
Fucking wacky Olympics. Do you think when they started when they started the Special Olympics, they called it the Retarded Olympics?
Yeah, probably.
It probably ran for 60 years as the Retarded Olympics.
Tardlympics.
It's horrible.
Did I tell you about my idea for a retarded action movie? Did we talk about that already? This is my idea for a retarded action movie.
Okay.
You make a straight up fucking Harrison Ford Clear and Present Danger style, this guy knows too much and he's on the run and the government's all after him, but he knows the secret, but he's not really a bad guy, but he has to get the secret to the thing and whatnot before it's too late. But the main character is retarded. Hmm. It's a retarded kid, but it's straight up, like, everything's super serious, like, and he's not being made fun of at all. It's just that the main character happens to, he got the fucking microfilm implanted in his bunghole, and he's on the run, but he's a retarded kid, that, and you're rooting for him to, like, accomplish the mission and everything. But, what do you think?
Okay.
Not enough retarded people in movies. And I don't mean it. Like, I don't even mean it in, like, making fun of them way or anything. But it's like, it's like they're writing those people out of existence in the movies, you know? Like, there's no retarded people in the movies. You can't show them because people, what would people say, you know, if you had a retarded person in the movie?
They'd be aghast.
Yeah, I guess. So I say, to counterbalance that, you know, you make the main character retarded. But make him really, like, sympathetic and good and everything else, you know?
Okay.
But also, make another one.
Ooh.
Where it's, where it's all retarded people.
Flip the script.
That's right. All the characters are, and you know what? Don't even, maybe don't even script it. Just give them all a general idea of, how the scene's supposed to go. You know? Maybe, like, Christopher Guest style. And put them all in there and say, okay, you're the president, you're the secretary of defense, and you're the spy, and you guys are trying to accomplish this, and go, and film it. Make that movie.
Okay.
I'd like to see that. Doesn't make me a bad person.
No?
It's not like I'm saying, I want to see a movie where a guy murders somebody and then rapes the corpse. I don't want to see that. That's horrible. But I do want to see...
But if it's a retarded guy?
Then it's awesome.
Yeah.
No, okay. Like, just put tons of retarded people in movies, but never cast them in a negative light, you know?
Don't even cast them as retarded characters.
No, exactly. It'll just be like, I think that guy's retarded. I think that guy's retarded.
Oh, shit. Yep.
Well, you, anyhow, you know who it's something to think child? About. Hmm? Problem you know Child?
Yeah.
Pablum Child?
You remember the character Igor Peabody?
Nope.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Pigor? Yeah, yes, of course, yeah.
You know there was an animated series? Problem Child, the animated
series? Yeah, I do remember that.
8 episodes.
Oh, fuck.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeesh.
And Nancy Cartwright.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Lorraine Newman apparently had a little voice appearance there, too, which is, that's pretty hot.
I bet Frank Welker was in it.
Doesn't look like it.
Maurice LaMarche was definitely in it for at least one episode.
Oh my God, you're right. Just as additional voices.
I bet he was a teacher or a principal or something like that.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yikes.
Yeah, good job, good job. So And
Problem Child, you know what his name was? His real name.
His real name or his fake name?
Hector X Delgado.
Wait a minute.
No, it's I forget Tollbooth. Tollbooth should have been the joke of the day. Maybe we can do him tomorrow. Tollbooth. I remember his middle initial. I don't remember his name, but his middle initial is Q, and it says Q for nothing or something like that. Like, doesn't stand for anything.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I'm gonna look at that right now.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it was Tollbooth.
I don't think we should use the internet while we're talking on the internet.
It's incestuous. It's awesome.
I don't know. Man.
Oh, okay. No, no, no. It's X. It's Chuck X Gorin. And it says Gorin, comma, Chuck X, and in brackets, for nothing.
That guy has got some fucking sweet accessories.
Tollbooth?
Yeah.
Came with a sledgehammer?
That's it.
And he drives the bridge layer, and they give him, like, which doesn't have any guns on it. And they give him a sledgehammer. Like, here you go, asshole. You get knocked out of your tank, or after the bridge has been laid. Been laden. Then, you know, run over some and then jump out and start whacking guys. Maybe he can get in a fight with Road Pig. Who had the big cinder block on a stick.
Yeah, that was so stupid.
Those two guys fighting the fridge. Football on a chain.
Football on a chain.
Like, dude, just take the football off and just use the chain. It'll be better, trust
yeah, really.
Me. I don't care Flip. What the football is made of.
Blump. Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
The cinder block on a stick is a fucking dumbass weapon, because if you hit anything harder than a cinder block, then you just have a fucking
for.
Stick.
I bet that stick is just made out of wood.
Shit. Road Pig.
You pick it up and it just breaks. You know?
Was Road Pig the Cobra Bridge Layer driver?
Yeah, he might have been. He was the Dreadnought Bridge Layer. He was a Dreadnought, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he was. Yeah.
Stupid Dreadnought. But he was probably the most muscle-bound of all G.I. Joe figures ever.
You kind of had a little bit of a Kermit the Froggy thing happening when you said that.
It was probably.
Oh shit, it's a cinder block on a bat. It's not even a stick, it's a fucking bat.
Baseball
cinder block on a bat.
How did it get on there in the first place?
I don't know, that's a lot of work. It goes right through the center column of the
Maybe
cinder block
they
too.
Made a cast of a cinder block and then they and a bat and then they, you know, took it out and then they, or was that a cast or a mold?
For what?
Anyhow, no, yeah. You make a mold and then the cast is inside? Is that how it works?
I think.
Die cast?
Right.
Anyhow, and then they filled it up with metal and made it metal. But I don't know. But why bother? Why not just have a pipe, you know? Fight
why
with
not
them.
Just stay home? Go take
five
a fucking
five.
Nap,
why
Road
not just
Pig?
Stay home?
Yep.
Since 2007.
That's what we do.
Yep.
You came with a fucking cinder block on a bat and a crossbow.
Oh, fuck that, man. Just use the crossbow.
Yeah, really.
But
why,
really,
why lug all that extra shit around?
I don't know, man. No one filled him in on who they were fighting? Yeah. All he did, like, he got the like report, and they're like, "Ah, the bridge layer is going to be there, and this Tollbooth guy has a sledgehammer. I know what I'm going to bring to fight him." And then they didn't tell him that there was going to be missiles and laser rifles and stuff,
right.
And dogs running at you.
Sure. Well, the crossbow would be good for dogs.
But what if? Junkyard and Order both attacked Road Pig. He would be fucked.
I suppose.
And Polly.
Are those both dude dogs?
Dude dogs.
They should have had the Joe puppies. They should have had fucking Order and Junkyard make puppies, and then there could have been Joe puppies, and that would have been a great cartoon.
Yeah.
It would have outlasted G.I. Joe, I think.
And then they could have made... like a Joe Puppy APC, personnel carrier, where it was like a big dog, and you open up, and little dogs come out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can have a spring-loaded dog sled kind of thing shoot out, like the hovercraft. Like, you remember the hovercraft that had that little like fucking sled that shot out?
I think it was sweet. My cousin had that thing.
Yeah, my brother had that thing, too. It was good.
Where is it? Where is it now? My that cousin's in he's in Iraq right now.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yep, wow. living the G.I. Joe dream, I guess.
Yikes. Brought a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Totally. And fucking football in a chain. He got basically, and he's got Casey Jones' entire golf bag. It's fucking croquet hammer.
What I wanted to know is, why did Casey Jones only wear a hockey mask, which wasn't really a hockey mask, but beside the point, why wouldn't he just wear a full-on like football helmet or something? If I was that guy,
yeah.
I would be wearing a helmet.
Protect your brain, not your face.
Yeah, who cares? Like, dude, seriously.
Yeah, I agree.
You can get one of those football masks with the full face like visor or something, you know?
Yeah.
Or maybe like a motorcycle helmet even. You could be Night Thrasher.
Not sportsy enough. Yep.
All right. Well, this is this is
kind of all over the place today.
Nerd Thursday.
Yeah, this is Thursday Nerds Day.
Actually,
totally,
a little nerdier than normal with the, you know, if we just stick to G.I. Joes and the internet, that's fine. That's what our show is. But as soon as we start talking about comics, I don't know, something happens.
Yeah. Let's leave it up to the voters. America decides. America votes. You decide. Right?
Let's
leave it up to them. They know better than us. The consumers of this program. You know? Because we don't know shit.
Right? Sure.
We don't know what's funny.
Do you want to know what Stalker says about Tallbooth?
Shit. Yes. Of course.
We're on our way. No, wait. We're on our way to an objective and come to an obstacle we cannot cross. River, crevasses, mountain, whatever. Tallbooth gets us across. Tallbooth? I don't think Tallbooth does it. It's just whoever happens to be driving the bridge there. Jesus Christ. We may build a bridge out of whatever is there. Blast a pass through solid rock or lay down a four-lane blacktop. The man's got magic.
What, dude? Was Kitty Lion stuck at the front of your bed? Oh, I
emergency.
See.
Emergency. Yeah. Emergency.
Yeah. Emergency. I'll come check that out. I will save that.
Good luck.
That Kitty Lion. So I guess it's time to...
Time to say our goodbyes.
I guess so.
Nice knowing you.
It has been nice.
Yep. She's making fun of you. Mm-hmm. All right, you got any parting shots?
I'm just a little bit curious how come they know that Crystal Ball was born of a Romanian father and an American mother from Bangor, Maine, but they don't know Crystal Ball's name.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. And also why he chose such a stupid name.
I don't know.
Now, do you think that those guys make up their own names?
Do you think they're given? G.I. Joe assigns them the names?
Mm-hmm.
Crystal Ball's the Cobra officers, right? They all go by their nicknames.
Yes.
You know, it's just Chaz. Chaz Ball. But then...
That's his actual real name.
Yeah.
He's a tranny.
Yeah, what? Hey, do you know what I'm doing here, kid? What? That's right.
Wow, man. You got
people
want
some... There was some kitty lying around here.
Those kids are starting a industrial noise band.
Do you think there. Crystal Ball's shield was really a big lenticular thing? Like that was his...
It was, do you think maybe he was a part of the Secret Wars?
Yeah, totally. He wanted to be so bad. He did not come with a gun.
Oh, God.
All he had was that shield.
Here, you might want to borrow my... fucking bat with a cinder block on the end. No, don't.
I've got my big flicker shield.
God.
And my fucking fur.
Is that all he came with?
Yeah.
Man.
Shit.
Fuck. And also, didn't he end up looking like one of the guys from Barney Miller or something?
Yeah, he totally does. Yeah. With the gray temples and the... I don't know, the fur collar is so good, though.
He's J. Jonah Jameson.
Yeah.
Mixed with Kraven, mixed with
exactly.
Secret Wars. That's where they got the idea for him.
It's this Secret Wars Kraven figure. Those are staples, dear. You can put that back on my desk.
All right, let's get out of here.
All right, man.
Word to your mother.
Word to your penis.
Oh.
Bye.
Bye, that is.
Yeah. Banana. Smash that into bye, penis. He's magic. Oh, I got a secret track for you.
Okay, let's do it.
There you go.
What the hell was that, a fart?
Yeah.
Oh.